Volunteers from all over Wisconsin as part of a series to better understand what local governments are going through. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, glad you're here. Our next stop is the Village of Brown Deer, encompassing 4.5 square miles in northern Milwaukee County. It's considered one of Milwaukee's North Shore suburbs. U.S. Census figures show it grew by about 500 residents since the 2010 census. Do you live in a village? Maybe Brown Deer. What sets it apart? Join in with issues and observations about village life, 800-642-1234. Wanda Montgomery has served on the Brown Deer Village Board since 2018, has been village president since 2019. Wanda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, and good morning to you and to your guests.
Good morning. Let's start by touring us around, if you will. Give us a snapshot of what Brown Deer is like.
Well, Brown Deer is a small community nestled on the northwest side of kind of the lake of Milwaukee County. We're the furthest north of the North Shore. So there are 7 communities in the North Shore, and we're at the tip. Mm-hmm. Of that, the North Shore area. A snapshot of us is that we are, I know that we are the most diverse community in the North Shore area of Milwaukee County. We're small, we're quaint, but we are mighty in the people that live here, the services that we offer. And we're growing. When I say growing, not so much more in population, but growing with new people moving in. You know, we have a lot of folks who have been here for a number of years who may be aging and moving to other communities. And then we're getting a lot of new young families that are moving back into the village and certainly looking to be here for years to come. I think we do have a good mix, not just diversity in race and ethnicity, but also in age and gender and social economic background. And so it's just a great place to be. It's kind of like the saying, Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, a great place on a great lake. Mm-hmm. Well, Brown Deer is a great place on the North Shore.
Mm-hmm. Going back to diversity, Brown Deer, as you said, much more diverse North Shore suburb than your counterparts, than the communities around you. What do you see as the opportunities or the challenges that you find in your demographics?
Well, the opportunities is I think people come here because they feel comfortable. They can see themselves. And not only see themselves in the residents that live here, but also the representation of our village board and our staff, you know, the police department and other departments within the village. Certainly some of the challenges are everybody doesn't embrace diversity. Hmm. And so you may find some challenges there. But I think we're working through it because there are people who've been here for a long time and they welcome it. You know, it's like anything. If when you buy a house, you want to be in a place that not only you, maybe your spouse or your partner, but your children can grow and, you know, grow in their area, whether it's school, whether it's work, the community as a whole. So always challenges are being able to meet all the needs of all the different people that are here and not be just single focus on, you know, maybe what the majority may want, but really embracing everyone.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Wanda Montgomery, who's been Brown Deer Village president since 2019. And these conversations with municipal leaders across Wisconsin, part of a series to get at the heart of local government issues. And with what you're seeing, do you live in the village of Brown Deer? What questions do you have about how the village is managed? What suggestions do you have for its board president? 800-642-1234. You know, maybe one thing that sets sets itself apart is that you really like to meet new residents. You like to talk to people who settle in Brown Deer, perhaps walking up to the door and really hearing someone's story. Is this true? You personally meet new residents?
Yes, I do. I started this, once I campaigned twice within a year span, and then into my second year, the start of my second year as president is when COVID hit. And so you weren't able to really host events and be out at a lot of public events. And but people did not stop buying homes. And so I don't even know where it came from. I just thought, I want to meet new people that are moving into the village. So I masked up. Mm-hmm. I started going on Zillow and other places to find where new homes were purchased because I reached out and the village doesn't necessarily keep track of that. Mm-hmm. Now I could go down to Milwaukee County and go through the microfiche, they told me, and look up new homeowners, but that doesn't necessarily hit right away. It could take some time before all those documents were found. So I used Zillow for a while. And I went to the dollar store here in Brown Deer that opened up in the last 2 years, purchased cards, and then got the addresses of new homeowners and just went to the homes, rang the doorbell, and gave them this card, welcome to your new home, with my business card in it, and let them know that if I could be of assistance to them at all, my phone number was there and my email address. And so I started that, like I said, before last year. So in 2020. And now I have probably reached over 250 homes that way.
Wow.
And now I've gotten a little smarter. And there's a realtor who is in Brown Deer, and she can provide me with the list of all new homes that have been sold. I would love to be able to do apartments, but that's a little more challenging. Mm-hmm. So if the home has gone through normal processes of purchasing, I get a list at the end of the month, and I do my cards, and I go and knock on those doors. Now, what has happened, another resident reached out to me and said, what do you use for your cards? And I told her, and she said, why don't you just do a card? You can, do a picture and do, I said, well, no, I can't, but can you? And so he said, yes. And so she's designed a picture cards for me, and it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. So now my picture is actually on the card with contact information, and I put the, it makes it easier so I don't have to sign each card. I just put it in an envelope with my business card, and I still do the same thing. So I have 20 cards now that I have from the month of November, and I just got the list for the month of December. So on average, it's about 20 to 25 new homeowners each month.
Hmm. What have you learned or taken away from those little exchanges? Any anecdotes that you can share from doing this?
Well, what I have learned is, number one, the diversity is true. I mean, I've met people not only from different races and ethnicities, but people from all over the country and beyond. Hmm. I've met old and young. I've met people who are just starting their families, some who are Brown Deer is their retirement, some who are moving back to this area because now they can work virtual and they're moving back to be closer to families. But I also learned that there are people that, when you buy a home, most people do their due diligence. And so they want to be here. And then they also want to know, how can I be engaged? And so then I begin to build that network. And as I have opportunities to appoint people to committees or invite them to different events, I already have that built-in base.
Hmm. You already have those connections, that right. Initial communication as the first step. We have Brown Deer Village President Wanda Montgomery taking us through her village and what she takes on as a suburb north of Milwaukee. Have you tried to find housing in the village of Brown Deer or another village in Wisconsin? How difficult has your search been? How has your village dealt with annexing land? How do you see your village or Brown Deer changing? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Wanda Montgomery here on the Ideas Network. We're in conversation with municipal leaders from all over Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Brown Deer Village President Wanda Montgomery is here. The village is the North Shore area's most ethnically diverse suburb with about 32% African-American residents. That's new census figures there. What do you think of Brown Deer's proximity to Milwaukee and transportation options? What do you see as selling points for living in a village? What are drawbacks? Join in 800-642-1234. Wanda Montgomery with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's talk about housing. Housing is straining so many communities in Wisconsin, struggling with a shortage. What is the situation like in Brown Deer as you go door to door?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is houses in Brown Deer over the last year and a half have not stayed on the market very long. So when people put them on the market, I've seen them sell in 3 to 4 days. And the prices on a lot of these houses have increased significantly. The challenge we have in terms of expanding houses in Brown Deer is we're landlocked. So we don't have any place to build unless we have, you know, a developer that comes in and says, you know, I want to build new houses here. However, and we're looking at this right now, after the first of the year, we'll be exploring a little bit more of creating a new TIF district in Brown Deer, where we might be able, I don't know if there'll be houses, it could be some townhomes or condos, but looking at some mixed use areas in the village along Brown Deer Road and Green Bay. But in terms of other places in the village, there's just nowhere to build. There are a couple of private lots, but they're not that big. And then, so that's our challenge. And like I said, I've had people reach out to me to say, I'm looking to purchase a house at this amount, and they can't find it. Because as I said, the houses are selling for a lot more than they were a few years ago. And I also get contacted from people that want more low income housing. Or apartments in Brown Deer, senior living complex. Again, there's nowhere to build that right now unless we get a proposal from someone maybe after we create a new TIF district. So that could be something that would come down the pike in a year or two, but nothing right now. We did just in the original village of Brown Deer build a new apartment complex. It started in 2020, completed last year. I believe it has about 170 units, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments, and I think it may be about 10 townhomes. We're in the midst right now of another apartment complex in the original village with, and these are all market rate, and that will have about 130 units, I believe. And so those are all in the original village, which is kind of where we started. And so you have stores there, some other resources that people can access just by walking through the original village. That's where the Oak Leaf Trail comes through.
And I want to pause there on the original village, just with some historical context here, as you talk about being landlocked. And Brown Deer has some interesting and somewhat fraught history with annexation going back to the 50s. And some residents in your area did not want their community to be part of Milwaukee, organized to incorporate as a village in order to avoid that annexation. Milwaukee challenged that, going all the way to the state Supreme Court. So what are those lingering effects of those conflicts over land and annexation?
Like I said, the original village was kind of this space that people wanted to protect, mm-hmm. so to speak. And that's pretty much on the east side of Brown Deer. The part that was annexed was the west side and south. So, you know, where the original village is, they wanted to kind of protect that. But a few years ago, there was a church and a school, which is pretty large portion of the original village. And that had been vacated from the church and the school. And so that became a major eyesore in the original village. You know, you had this huge property that had busted out windows, and it just did not look appealing at all. And there was no way that a church or a school was going to come back and revamp that. And so the village board worked with, it was part of a TIF district, and we worked with a developer to come in and put something new there. The other part of the original village is where our public works building was, and that we sold to a developer because we moved the DPW building over to the same area that the police department and health department and the village hall were located. So again, you know, this is so far removed. We would love to be able to get back some of that land, but as you probably know, that's not gonna happen in this day and time to pull it back to Brown Deer. So we work with what we have and try and improve it and make it as best as we can for all residents that live here.
We're talking with Wanda Montgomery, president of the Village of Brown Deer. We've been having these conversations with municipal leaders to better understand the issues at the local level with your insights at 800-642-1234. Let's look at transportation, and being that suburb of Milwaukee, residents might be commuting to work back and forth every day. That proximity, so important to you. What are your transportation options? Is public transit meeting the needs of your residents?
I believe it's meeting the needs of the residents. We have, you know, main thoroughfares that the public transportation, Milwaukee County transit system goes down Brown Deer Road, Green Bay, 60th Street, so on some of the main streets. It could be challenging for people that are coming to work in Brown Deer from Milwaukee or other communities, because the buses may not go past, and they don't go past, say, north of 60th on 51st or on 60th. And there are a number of small manufacturing businesses. And so what people end up doing is taking the bus as far as they can and then walking a block or two to get to their work sites. So I know that there's some discussion now about adding more routes, but I don't know that those routes will go again past Brown Deer Road, because most of that area is residential. The key places that we would have the small manufacturing companies are just north of 51st and Brown Deer Road, and a little bit north of 60th. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And you know, we end on the west side at 68th. And so there is a bus that goes down Brown Deer Road. And then on the east side, there is a bus that comes down Green Bay to the marketplace, which is on Green Bay and just north of Brown Deer Road.
I want to look for a moment at fire and emergency medical services really putting smaller communities in a jam, not enough funding for the volume of 911 calls, not enough staffing, and volunteer fire departments, you know, simply aging out. How are you dealing with these first responder public service issues?
Well, we're not unique to any other community, but what we've done in the North Shore, and this was created, I think, maybe 20 years ago, and I don't have the exact date, but in the North Shore, we have a North Shore Fire Department. So it encompasses all seven communities. Mm-hmm. And so we work together as it relates to those services. You know, we have different stations in each one of our municipalities except River Hills. However, we cover all of the North Shore. And we also have that mutual aid where we can go into Milwaukee and based on what's going on in one of our municipalities, they can come here. Now, the challenge, of course, just what you said, we have an aging population. In the last, something else that I've done in my tenure as president, I try to attend every retirement of a fire official or a fireman in the North Shore. Hmm. So in the last month, I've attended three. And so we have a number of people who are retiring, but we don't have as many going into that line of work. And so our commission, which consists of representatives from each one of the municipalities, are looking at ways that they can recruit more people to that profession. And we compete with a larger, more financed, and surely not completely financed, but with the city of Milwaukee.
Larger city, and right, so there. Wanda, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is the Ideas Network.